Hi, this is Jen Pham and Sora Yi, and welcome to Pham Yi,
a space where we support each other and invite you along the journey.
Hey, besties.
Hey.
Oh, man. Okay, let's start with our Rosebud Thorn.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get started with our Rosebud Thorn. Sorry, it's like a brain fart kind of day, so things went a little slower. But would you like to kick it off?
Yeah. Okay, so my rose is, there's this cracking sound and pressure in my ear. So I had to go to this ear doctor, not an ENT. I know, I probably should have went to ENT, but this one had a lot of great reviews on TikTok. So I had to go. And my husband went with me because he was like, oh, I want to go get my earwax cleaned. Yeah, we went.
How was it?
Well, okay, I'll start off with, the doctor looks in your ear, and if there's nothing on your eardrum, she doesn't do a cleaning. So he didn't do a cleaning. And he was bummed out because he wanted to do it. And for me, I had that pressure. So then she checked it out, and she saw the smallest speck of earwax on my eardrum. So the crackling sound was, it was like probably flaky. And then it kind of lied down on my eardrum. And so it felt like this pressure. But it's so small. And anyway.
Did you get it out?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't hear it anymore?
No. And I can hear again. What? That is my rose. I can hear without pain. Or I guess it wasn't painful. It's just like this weird, annoying pressure. Okay. So what's your rose this week?
My rose is a bunch of nesting. Yeah, got a lot of stuff done for the baby room and in general, like, house stuff, because, like, our warranty is coming up, so we had to do a lot of fixes.
Mm.
But that was it, yeah. Just getting the house ready.
Is the house ready?
Yeah, I feel like it is. Okay. That makes me happy.
Yes, the checklist is checking.
Yes, that's what it is. Oh my God. It's like, you know that to-do list, that never ending to-do list that just grows and you keep adding things on or you're pushing things? It's slowly coming together.
Oh, doesn't that feel so good?
Yeah.
I'm one of those people on the weekends, I have a long checklist and every single time I can cross something out, I get endorphins or something. No, I am on a very happy high.
Actually. Okay, so do you actually finish everything on your checklist?
No. But because it's the weekend, there's no pressure to get things done. So we work together to get things done, but we don't beat ourselves up if we don't. I mean, I think when you become parents, it's just not happening. It's just like you're doing your best.
Completely understand.
So what about your thorn?
My thorn is, I feel like my thorn is like same old, same old. Until the day that I give birth, y'all. It's slow walking, the pain is growing. I know sometimes it can get annoying to hear about pregnant people, but just be kind because they're going through a hard time. So that's my thorn.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm with you. My thorn is, Kai is now eating purees and he is forming solid poops, which is making him cry.
Oh yeah, that was really sad.
I just hate watching him in pain, and it's the natural process of digestion. So it's fine, but how can I help? And I can't help. And so just even calling the nurse, he's so small, their advice is give him more fiber.
How do you give a baby more fiber?
They tell apple juice, prune juice, give him water. Well, actually, they didn't tell me to give him water. Everybody that's my coworker told me to give him water.
It really hasn't helped?
I don't know, but he loves cold water. I'm like, all right, anything to help his... The thing is, he doesn't have indigestion. He's pooping. It's just too big for his butthole. So it's just bleeding. Anyway, this is explicit for baby content. I'll stop.
I don't think I Okay, this might be TMI, but I love talking about poop. Why? I don't, like, love it, but, like, I am very comfortable talking about topics like that, so. But we'll save it for another day.
Okay. Fun fact, I didn't know. Okay, so my bud is, I'm super looking forward to girls' night, especially since I couldn't go the last month's girls' night. Yeah. So I'm just really excited.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love the fact that we're having more. These nights.
Yeah, because, like, you know, I'm the planner.
Well, that too. But it's, like, nostalgic, but also we're such in a different place than we were when we used to do this. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really nice centering back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does feel like that. It feels, I don't know, maybe it just feels like a very safe girl zone to mm-hmm. vent and compliment and also celebrate the wins that we've had the past month when we see each other. And also that, I don't know, that happy go feeling of, well, you know, no matter how busy we are, we make the time for each other.
Uh-huh. Apparently there's evidence that when girls hang out with other girl, like, groups, it does bring endorphins.
Yeah.
That's why after breakup, you end up hanging out with a bunch of girls. So my bud for this week is that my dad is visiting on my due date.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah. How long is he going to be in town for?
He's literally stopping by during a layover. Oh, so it's going to be quick. 6 hours. It's quick. We're grabbing breakfast and then he's going right back to the airport.
Oh, wow.
So I'm hoping that she comes before he even gets here, but that's not likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So most likely you will be having a meal with your dad.
Oh, yeah. For okay, sure. Nice. Well, I just wanted him to be able to see her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you're there, your first one, it's always later, which makes sense because your body's never gone through it before, so.
And they're so cozy. It's not a used, what is it, sack. Out of there. They're just straight chilling. I had to evict Kylo.
Yeah.
I'm not playing.
We never know. We'll see. Okay, so our topic for today is
Podcast for dummies. Okay, I know we're super new to this, so the main reason why we want to do this is because we want to share our mistakes, but also we want the experienced people to maybe help us out. I don't know. But yeah,
this is not an informative, this is not, what is the word?
It is informative a little bit.
It's not entirely informative.
It's more like, hey, what not to do.
Yeah, what not to do, what we went through, so maybe you don't have to make the same mistakes. Because we watched a lot of videos on how to create a podcast. And for some reason, no one talked about any of this. Or no one talks about the mistakes they made. They just tell you what to do. And you have to try to figure it out.
Or they give you so many gaps. So when you watch on how to make a podcast, they don't really tell you how to make a podcast. I don't know. I'm just like, okay, so all of our research is really self-taught.
Oh, entirely. And you will see once we tell you the mistakes that we made. So like I said, we watched videos on YouTube, naturally, because they say you can learn anything on YouTube.
YouTube University.
Yep, YouTube University. And we started off using Squarespace.
Yeah.
What was your thought on that? I didn't like it. You didn't like it.
I will say Squarespace for me is just so maybe old school, useless, hard to use. Because really, I don't know, maybe I'm just so used to something easy to use, fast. Mm-hmm. And even when I watch the Squarespace videos, I still don't get it. And I don't know if it's just me or I don't know. But it's hard. I have to let Sora figure it out and then I'm like, please teach me.
And even then I have to look up more info. I feel like it's the basics. It's like, I don't think people understand that not everyone is good with technology.
Yeah.
So Squarespace, we originally paid.
Yeah, we actually paid an annual fee.
Which
I don't know why we did that.
Yeah, we were like, oh, we're going to be committed. We're going to do this like for the long run, and
we spent $192.
Yeah, we ended up not, well, we still use it, but it's kind of really more of a guide.
We use it to basically keep track of where we're at.
Yeah, it's like our organizational tool.
Yeah, that kind shouldn't cost $192 a year.
You could have created a doc and done that.
Okay, so for our mic, Alex, Sora's husband, actually told us to get this. And did we do research? I absolutely did not do any research on this mic. I just trusted him. I was like, oh, if Alex says it's good, he's gotta know.
Okay, well, in hindsight, apparently this... So we got, what is this, Blue Yeti?
It's a Blue Yeti Nano.
Blue Yeti Nano. Which is a good mic research, but it might be better to use this in a setting where you're actually in a space where you could do recordings. Like if you have soundproof walls and things like that, not us doing it in our home living room.
Where there's an echo.
Where there's a bunch of echo and we're using one mic. So, if anyone actually knows how to do a two mic system.
Yeah.
That would be really helpful because if you've been listening for a while, you've noticed there's some audio problems. And the mic is that problem, and we're still figuring it out.
Yes, because we got a mic cover to like the phone cover. So in total, we spent $59.68 on mic and cover.
You know what this tells me though?
What?
You don't actually have to be fully ready to start something.
No.
Because look at us.
We're doing the thing.
We're doing the thing.
And people love it. Our besties are here with us.
So you never have to be fully ready. That's part of my personality. I feel like I have to have everything down to the T before I start something. But then you never actually start it.
I think I have a very close to perfectionist personality when it comes to my work as well. So... I don't know. I guess that would lead us to editing.
Yeah.
I take hours editing our episodes. I'm a perfectionist and I take out unnecessary. I don't want the episodes to be long. Yeah. And okay, so this might be obvious, but I didn't realize the more you talk, the more you gotta edit, guys. So, we're trying to keep it at a good, happy medium where you're still getting content, but also at the same time, it's not boring and long and we don't sound annoying, at least to myself. It is a huge, huge, I guess, like, I don't know what to call it, but it's just this feeling you have when you hear your own voice and just sound disgusted.
It's just cringe.
It's so cringy, but you have to overcome that when you're editing because all you're doing is listening to your own voice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we gotta get used to it because, but slowly it's getting easier.
It is getting a lot easier and I'm doing it a lot faster.
Yeah. Oh, see? Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. So with that being said, I know you have seen our creative photo. What should we call that? I don't know. Our
cartoon photo?
Yeah. Our
cartoon photo.
Is it really cartoon?
It's animation. No, it's not animation. Okay. Our photo?
You know, our photo that was created. Well, we wanted to share that we did pay for that 4 years ago. If you ask me how much we spent, I don't know. But that was actually created by ivytran.art. That's her Instagram. And she's so workable. And when she gives you her photo or her image to your liking, you have free realm to use it for whatever. And she doesn't take any copyrights or photo credits or anything like that. She's really awesome to work with.
Yeah. 4 years later, we still really like that photo.
I think it's still a really, really close representation of our personality.
Oh, and also for music, we worked with someone to just create like a little sound for us for our beginning. His at is Mileage, M-I-L-E-A-G-E on IG.
Yeah, he produces music.
Yeah, he produces and he created that for us.
Yeah, and he's super nice to work with too. So. Yeah. We also paid that 4 years ago, so I can't even tell you how much it would cost today to create a theme song.
But But those are, like, just little things. I don't know if everyone needs it, but that's just the way we did it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving forward and moving on, we actually record our episodes on this platform called...
Soundtrap.
Yes.
Sorry, excuse me.
You're kidding.
So, we use Soundtrap to record our recordings, and that has been the easiest for us. Mm-hmm. It was a recommendation from someone else that we know that does podcasts, and it's just made it super easy to edit.
Yes.
So, if you're not, like, super, I don't know, if you like us, it's really helped.
For me, I like that it transcribes the words for us. And even though it's not perfect, you have an idea of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super helpful. It's super helpful when you're editing. And all the videos on YouTube about it actually make sense, guys. Mm-hmm. It is so helpful. I could actually get it done. They have a lot of, I guess, options. So you can change the volume. You can cut out pieces, you can loop whatever music or whatever you want to do. I don't know, what do you want to do? But yes, so I'm a huge fan.
There's still a lot of features that I don't think we fully tapped into, but there is a lot. It's just a good editing system.
Yeah, but if you guys are using something where you're using two mics and it's not Soundtrap, I definitely want to know, because we're so traumatized with the whole Squarespace we're paying.
We, like, don't want to spend money that we don't need to spend right now because your girls are not making anything. This is a hobby. And we're doing this because we like it. So,
yes,
we're trying not to expend too much because we got other things we need to worry about.
We have babies.
At the moment. Yeah.
But also, we paid an annual fee at Soundtrap, too.
But we're still using Soundtrap.
So, it makes sense.
So, and that one's good.
And the crazy thing is, the annual fee for Soundtrap is cheaper than Squarespace. Okay. So, for Soundtrap, we spent $143.88 for the annual.
Yeah.
So, you record your episodes, right, with this mic that you have. And we didn't buy headphones or anything. And then now you're trying to launch it onto the platforms.
Yeah.
This is what took us weeks to figure out.
Like, actual weeks. I think it took over a month.
It was so difficult for us. Nothing online helped. And you know what? I even used ChatGPT. Not helpful.
Oh, you did. You did look up ChatGPT.
Like, how do you publish your audio onto... podcast platforms?
There's so many. Okay, so RSS was a big thing that we came across a lot.
Yeah, and I don't even know what RSS is.
Honestly, so we actually ended up using RSS.com, which I believe is like just a secondary website that creates the RSS file for you.
I honestly don't know.
Okay, well, basically, all you need to know is they distribute it on platforms like Spotify, Apple. There's even like Amazon Music and things like that on here. And you can post it through this website, which you also have to pay.
Yes. And now that we're traumatized paying annual fees, we have changed it and we are paying monthly fees for RSS.
Yeah.
Which we use every week. I really like this platform because it tells you all the data analytics of how many people listen, on what platforms they're listening, and I'm just a data girl, so that's just really, really helpful. When we were researching, it said, like, you can use all these websites and then RSS it to go out. It makes it its own RSS, but we couldn't figure out how do we use Squarespace or any other website that creates an RSS link or whatever to distribute. We don't even know. So yeah, we just use RSS.com and it has been,
it's worked beautifully,
and it's so easy to use. We didn't even have to look up on YouTube.
Yeah, this one has been working for us, so for now we're sticking to it until we figure out better options down the road. But
yeah, the options that you guys help us with.
Yeah, our main goal was to start it, and we started it, and you can only improve from there.
Yes. So that is pretty much high, high, high level of what we've done.
Yeah. Try, yeah.
Hopefully this helps anyone who's trying to start a podcast or that thinks I need to make everything perfect before sending it out, because it's always scary to start something new.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like, you know, go for it. And if you mess up, that's kind of part of the process.
Yeah.
And then you just figure out a way to do better the next time. But if you never start, then you're just never going to figure it out.
And luckily, we have received so much love and feedback from you guys.
Yeah. Even if it's biased, that's fine. I don't care. We appreciate it so much.
Feedback is a gift, okay? If you haven't already, follow us on FamYi Podcast on Instagram. Send us what you guys want us to talk about. And we're here for you guys. This is the community.
Yeah. So if whatever you're thinking about starting, go ahead and do it. And then you can make your own blank for dummies.
Blank for dummies. By the way, I really thought dummies would smell like this for a second.
So we left it, okay? This was done on purpose. Dummies was spelled like this on purpose. We need to put that as a disclaimer.
Jen had a blonde moment, okay?
All right, we can't wait to get onto our next topic next week. So we'll see you guys next time.
Okay, bye.